So we arrived here in the States yesterday and got to our hotel in a specific location in Orlando, Florida, or just outside Orlando. Oh, there's a lizard on the floor. Oh man, that's so cool. This is really cool and most unexpected. I know he's run off. That is awesome. Okay, and this place is amazing. I think had I come here in my 20s, I would never have left. And I certainly would be speaking with an American accent right now. But this is really cool. And I actually really... I don't care. I don't care what people think of me. Because I woke up in Disney World this morning. And I've just gone out and got a coffee. And I'm in Disney World. Disney World.
This is the Enfield Music Originals Podcast. Playing you the planet's best underground music. Overground.
So, unlike my podcast from Cornwall that we did, which is episode 40-something, where I kept stopping and talking because I was out of breath, the reason I'm stopping and talking now is because it's so hot. Outside of my hotel room, we have the parents of the Dalmatians, and they are two huge statues. So I'm going to do a quick competition, okay? And is anyone who can tweet me the names of the parents, and I'll bring you back a prize from Florida, and you can... tell me, this is the first one, okay, to do that. Okay, now I make no apology for the fact that all of these little bits, snippets of conversation, normally between tracks are related to the tracks and I explain the tracks. As I'm recording this, I actually don't know what the tracks are yet, or the order. Well, I know what the tracks are, but I don't know the order. So I make no apology, as I said. None of the conversation that you'll be hearing over the next hour will be related to any of the tracks, nor am I actually going to even introduce the tracks, okay? I'm sorry about that. Sorry to the artists. You can check out the post. Also, apologise for the quality of the podcast if it's not up to my normal standard, because I'm far from home and I've left my really expensive cups. Oh my God, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. I've got to run back. Okay, listen to this. Enjoy this track.
Yeah.
So I have absolutely no idea about the background noise. I'm currently in the food court, and there's lots of music being played, and I've just missed the busy section where people have come in and bought food and eaten it. Because that sounds so interesting. And funny enough, actually, I was just thinking, because I was just listening to the previous voiceover, and only I can start a conversation with "I make no apology" and then apologise profusely. It's not a British thing, it's just me, I'm just an idiot. So yes, I'm in the food court, and I've no idea if you can actually hear the background music that's being played. One of the funny things actually that happened, if you're not British, you won't get this, so I'll have to obviously have to understand this. Bear in mind, I have to reiterate the point that I'm at Disney World, okay? So I was sitting there, in the cafeteria, drinking and eating my tea, and Gary Glitter came over the tannoy and was played for a good 5 minutes, and he's on the rotation. So if you're not British, Gary Glitter is a convicted, well, as I understand it, he's a convicted sex offender who did allegedly interfere with children, who was banished from the UK, and people generally don't play his music. So I did sort of very politely go up to the management at reception and say, hate to sort of, you know, burst your bubble kind of thing, but, you know, you're playing the music of a convicted sex offender. Well, I don't know if he has been convicted as yet. He was certainly banished from the UK. I think he legged it before he could get convicted.
I know why you've been coming around. You want what's mine, but I'll never give it up. You should know. Bound by no rules, and I'm never gonna stop. Let me tell you now, this is one time only. Be yourself or you'll end up like somebody else. Don't try to change who you are, you'll never be the same again. I know.
Opportunity to say hello and welcome to our new listeners. I think the show now is being played on a Tuesday night at 9 o'clock on radiojj.co.uk, It's also being played on a Monday night at 9 o'clock on South Waves Radio, which is 2 hours after the Music Hour UK radio show that we do on South Waves Radio at 7 o'clock. So the whole of the South Coast of England, that is, will get to listen to 2 hours of me on a Monday night. Aren't you chuffed? Well, so, well, hello, listeners, and thank you. Thank you for tuning in and listening. The new programme that we're offering, which is on a Friday night, a totally different DJ, a brand new DJ to Enfield Music. Well, actually, well, thinking about it, he's not really a new DJ because he helped me start Enfield Music. It's Justin Wayne from The Justin Wayne Show. This is a two-hour shot which supports indie music from all around the world. He's been doing it a lot longer than I have, and he's got one of those silky smooth voices that I just love listening to, and he's got a great radio persona. Actually, that's actually how I met him. And if you listen to episode 300, which I did broadcast last Friday night, I think 8 o'clock British Standard Time. British Summer Time, sorry. I was confusing Eastern Standard Time and British Summer Time there. And I was on his show, and we talked about the origins of Enfield Music and how it all came about. So, yes. So that on a Friday night is the Justin Wayne Show, repeated. If you want to listen to the Justin Wayne Show live, you can do that on a Monday night, 8 o'clock British Standard Time. Or 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I said it again, didn't I? It's not British Standard Time, it's British Summer Time, which is only going to be around for another 6 weeks, I think. Sorry, you don't want to know what I was doing there. There's a bit of wind coming up. And, oh dear, some poor lad's just dropped his cake. I'd be gutted if I was him. Mind you, full credit to him, he didn't throw it. Is he going to eat it? Is he going to eat it? Oh my god, he's eating it. He's actually eating it. More power to you, mate. That's all I can say. On the one hand, that's pretty disgusting, but he's Spanish. And being of Spanish origin, I would totally do that. Yeah, so there you go. Anyway, so what was I saying? I was talking about the shows, that was it. Yeah, one of the new shows I'm going to be introducing over the coming months is some live music. I've actually got like a huge backlog of events that we've done over the summer and recorded, just not yet published. So I thought maybe on a Tuesday night or a Thursday night, once the new radio station, which is Radio Ascent, is up and running, I might drop some of these shows in and do like a Tuesday night live or something, or a Wednesday night live, or yeah, I think I'm totally going to do that. Thank you. Now, I know I did say that I wasn't going to link up any of the chat in between tracks to the tracks, but I will on this occasion, because we don't often play dance music, and I think we should. And I always think it's good to have a good mix of stuff. And because I'm talking loudly and I've got a pair of headphones, I'm starting to draw attention to myself, which is not surprising because there are still children about and they like to have a good look at what you're doing when you're an adult. And you know, I love it, because my son's terrible for it. He really is. He will proper stare at people, whatever they're doing, regardless, and actually, you know, make a point of going standing near them and moving from one foot to the other while staring at them with his jaw drop. And so that's why I've got no problem with people staring at me while I'm doing this, because I've chosen like a nice little section, corner of the cafeteria or cantina, whatever you want to call it, and trying to stay out of the way, but people still keep coming near me. Yeah, so anyway, back to the show. It's nice to have a bit of dance music, because I don't want to be labelled, you know, as much as I want to be a part of the indie music scene, you know, I always make a point of saying, whenever I use the word indie, that I'm talking about independent music and not just indie music. Far from it. I like indie. I do like a bit of indie every now and then. But it isn't just that. This show is purely about musicians doing it themselves and promoting themselves and doing everything themselves, essentially. Oh, there you go. I've said the word essentially. I'm going to try and only use that word that time in this show, because I overuse it. We'll be right back. The pleasure of going to the Animal Kingdom Park, wherever that's called, I can't remember what it's called, Disney's Animal Kingdom, and as you walk in through the main gates there is a huge tree which is from a distance it looks real, but it's artificial. I think it's made out of fiberglass or something like that, but it looks like they've got every single animal carved into it, and it is absolutely ginormous. I took loads of pictures of it, and obviously got the camera back to the hotel room, and I looking at the pictures, there's just no way that any of the photographs could possibly do this justice, because one of the things that I've noticed, essentially, I've said it again, I wasn't going to use that word, one of the things that I've noticed is how big things are here. Everything is huge, and how much detail they've gone to make things look amazing. And I think one of the things that actually was quite funny, and it's not that I particularly mind, I'm a great tree lover and a tree hugger, I admit it, I don't care, people can mock all they want, but I think it wasn't till about, I was in the park for about 5 hours before I actually touched a real tree, and there was loads of trees, artificial trees anyway, so but more power to them. It looks fantastic, and the way they've done it is just, you wouldn't know, you couldn't tell. But this tree, anyway, is huge. I mean, like, really huge. And underneath is a theatre, and you can watch a 3D film for some of the characters from A Bug's Life. And then I went into Dino Land, and I went on the dinosaur ride, and I tell you now, I absolutely crapped myself. It was being thrown around in this Jeep, or four-wheel Jeep, in the dark, with dinosaurs coming out at every corner, and I love rides, but I have to admit that there was quite a bit of time in the ride where I had my eyes closed, because it did actually scare me, and I'm a grown man. So, I don't know, but then, you know, I'm not embarrassed, I'm not ashamed, that's just how it goes sometimes, and I came here for the full experience, so, and I certainly got that, so, I'm actually getting a little bit concerned now about doing this business, this recording here, because there are people, I mean, I'm not, like, you know, stealing anybody's table, there's loads of empty tables, and I've got, like, a booth, but, the staff, sorry, I'm not allowed to call them that, are they? The cast, which I think is a great way of describing the people who work, you know, they're all the cast, that's quite respectful, I like that. Keep coming over and looking at me, like, what are you doing, kind of thing. It's like, you're very welcome to come and have a look. Actually, if one of them, I don't think they'd be allowed, but I'd be very happy for one of them wanted to come over and have a chat and tell us what they think about independent music. So, actually, I'm going to say hi to a few people now, I think, because I don't often do this. So, hi to Matt from Music Hour UK. I want to say hi to James Wilson, My Random Jukebox. Hi to Chris in Alaska, Chris Watkins. Hi to Addy in France, Connor, and any other my other friends you'll be listening, which is thing is all of my friends, I would say friends, people that I've met through the show, listen to it. None of my friends, they go, oh yeah, I was going to listen to it, and then I realised, like, oh, by the time I turned my computer on, it had finished. It was like, yeah, just, you know, I'd rather you just say I'm not interested, to be honest, and not, you know, rather than make up crap, because it's not like they're going to hear it, they're not going to hear me talking about them now, so yeah. So I actually really don't mind if you don't listen to it, my friends, obviously, because, or anyone in Enfield for that matter, because you don't really have much of an impact on the independent music scene. It's all about covers in Enfield, as we've moaned about, I've moaned about on many occasions. So, yeah, let's have some original music.
midnight waves crashed against our shores. The roaring thunder shook the land as we sat by candlelight. Daddy sent me on his knees, telling stories from way back in the day. And that journey is where I found the heart and soul of the wild Atlantic way. We'll ride the waves from Malin Head to the Southern Haven coast. We'll sing a song, sweet Donegal, for she's calling me back home. He told me stories of hard times when he had to emigrate. Daddy honking, pipeline working, and drinking with his mates. But he longed for his motherland, for her to cradle him in pastures green, to pick a fight when the wild brine trod of the wild Atlantic way. So men could weave their threads, working box from dawn till dusk till the Angelus sounds the end. The fiddler lifts his bow, the whispered hush to silence the night. We drink black beer and raise our glass to the wild Atlantic way. Troubles, hard times never broke us, we're rugged in our ways. Let them crash their waves and we'll stand strong like the rocks of Dingle Bay. The people, the valleys, the mountains and the hills. The seagull calls to bless them all on the wild Atlantic way.
You just heard there is called The Wild Atlantic Way, and that was by an artist called Emily Whelan, who's just started following us. I really like that. So, I mean, not that I haven't liked anything before, I keep saying that, don't I? I keep making this apology, sort of apologising for liking stuff and not mentioning the other stuff that I like as well. But that track in particular I did like, and I think that's going to be my track of the week. Stolen that from Justin Wayne. I shouldn't say that, sorry. It's my track of the podcast, my choice. Yeah, I can't even think of a way of saying that. But anyway, that's the track I'm choosing as my favourite. So I'm going to make sure. She's got SoundCloud, so go and check her out. She's got some other great stuff there as well. I've got no jingles this week. Normally, I've built up this time where I've been doing the show for. I've just got it to sound like a proper radio show. And. I've got no jingles. I'm gutted. Do you know what? I've got a funny feeling that I do, and they're on a key back in my room. Unless, of course, I've got the key with me here. No, I haven't. Because I did go to the trouble of actually pulling up all the jingles, and there's like, you know, the great one by Justin Wayne, and then there's the one by Dan Farrell and Addy. I haven't. So it's a jingle-less show, this one. The only reason that I managed to remember the intro music was because it's on rotation online on the radio station. So I had to download that myself. But I wasn't expecting to have internet here at Disney World. So I was kind of like, I pre-recorded the show for Music Hour UK Radio, then thought, not entirely sure what I'm going to do about next week's UK Radio, because Matt's not sent me the tracks purely because I haven't asked him for them yet, for next Thursday's show. I was kind of half expecting not to have internet, and then to kind of go, oh well, I'm in the States, this is just, you know, the shows aren't going to happen, I'm taking a break for a couple of weeks, what are you going to do, kind of thing. Not in a kind of, you know, aggressive, threatening way, but just kind of like, well, you know, I'm sure people, as my wife said, I'm sure people won't mind if you don't do it for a couple of weeks. And I did kind of think to myself, well, actually, I think they might not listen. So that's why I shouldn't, you know, it's why I am endeavouring to do this show for you while I'm on holiday. I mean, I don't have to, really. That's why it doesn't sound like it's this normal thing, and the quality of the mics, because I'm doing the voice on a hand recorder, so I'm not even using a condenser microphone or anything like that, but I'm just sort of doing my best to keep it going. I don't even know if I'm even going to make it an hour long. I'm going to do my very best, but we shall see. So I know we're up to 38 minutes right now, or thereabouts, 39 minutes perhaps, which I think, considering considering I've done very well.
I grew up, and in front of my face it grew some plaster from the wall. We gathered together the souls from the cold, and our knees hurt from falling, and our hearts hurt from gathering dust, and the lost ones. The lost ones will never give up. And out from the corners, we watch from the walls. We see all the movement, the movers that wait for us all. We dream of dreams on paddings of stone. I swim in tears that flow in streams from our trust. And the lost ones will never give up. And the lost ones will never give up. Now! We'll be right back.
hoping I've got this right. The band that you just heard is a band called Shadow of Comfort, and I don't know if it's their manager or who, goes by the name of Keely Hedges, who sent in their bio, which is brothers Gilbert and Eric Vasquez grew up in a household of music with guitars leaning against the wall and drums in the front room. That sounds like my kind of place. Creating and performing has been a second nature to them both. They flow flawlessly together with timeless original music and have been known as Shadow of Comfort. The track you just heard, I think if I've got this correctly, it was called The Lost Ones. So, but unfortunately, they've got an email address, but there's no Twitter or website or anything like that. So, guys, if you send that information in to me, then I'll happily read that out on the next show. And you can get people to go and listen to you, download you, or whatever. Sorry. I had to take a sip of my coffee there because I've realised I've not been drinking my liquids. So I actually get slightly worried now because sitting here, my batteries on my laptop are diminishing, and I'm wondering how much longer I've got. And it is it's Saturday evening or Sunday morning in the UK at 5 to 3 a.m. But obviously here in the States, it's 5 to 10. I'm not sure why I'm telling you that or what relevance the time has, but I think I'm going to play another song and probably move on to somewhere else a bit closer to my room where I can actually charge my laptop and hopefully finish this podcast, although I know we're very near the end as it is. I'm just going to shut up and play another song. again, I need to make a, I suppose really overall I do want to make an apology that I haven't got the opportunity to, or I haven't had the opportunity to make this podcast sound as professional and amazing as the others that I do. And since it is now being broadcast all around the world on different stations, so I am sorry. And I'm sorry to the artist that if you've been played for the first time on this show, that you're not getting the respect that and the shout out that you would normally get if I were back home in the UK doing this show. So, but like I said, and you know, I don't want to go on and on and on about it, but I am on holiday, so you know, we are on half measures, basically. I think we, as we would describe that. And I promise you that I will actually, in fact, put you play the songs that that you've heard tonight again. I think not all in the same show, but I think I'll stagger it out across different shows. And I think certainly everyone who is played tonight will feature on a Music Hour UK radio show, because that show is played on over 30 different stations throughout the week. I think it's actually over a 2-week period. It's even, oh no, I forgot to mention the Indie Radio Network, which is a, I think, a station in Michigan that we're being played out on our Sunday. So sorry, if you're listening to the show on Indie Radio Network, welcome. I know it's a bit late, I know we're at the end of the show and I'm very, very, very sorry about that. And I've just remembered that another artist who's from Enfield, who's actually very, very talented, who's original and doesn't do covers, because we do have somewhat of a I'm loosely going to say urban, because I don't want, you know, what is urban? Is that like a word for people who live in the suburbs that make music that, you know, is like, I don't know, I didn't know how you describe urban, really. Hence why I haven't got a clue what I'm talking about. But I think, but this, the artist who's going to play us out is actually comes from Jamaica, so his music is more dancehall, and I think his thing is dancehall, and he's very good at it. I used to be in a band with him a few years ago, actually, and I'd completely forgot all about him. I forgot that he's still producing, and he's a great producer. He's actually not very old either. He's quite a young lad. I'll say that, young. He's like early 20s, very early 20s, and he's a great writer, great lyricist, and a great performer. I've had the pleasure of sharing a stage with him a few times. His name's D Manager. And so he's going to play us out, and I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you very much for tuning in to episode 52. I'm going to do my best to make sure that you can actually download it on YouTube, iTunes, because I haven't actually put episode 51 up yet, and probably won't get round to doing that until I come back from holiday. So there will be another show. I will be doing this is the first one of two shows that will be coming from the States, and hopefully we'll be back to normal with the jingles. I'm certainly going to do my best to produce the jingles for next week. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. Have a fantastic week, and if you miss us really, really badly, you can always tune into Music Hour UK Radio on a Thursday evening and listen to my voice sounding all holiday-y or vacation-y. Yeah, so thank you very much. Take care.
Hypnosis, girlfriend, me want you know this. Me see your mind, your soul and everything now, girl. Your intimate world, me visit now, girl. Take a look in your future. A two baby, you bring for the youth, yeah. Girl, I, yes, I can read your destiny. Me see your future when me feel you next to me. Girl, me nah let you go, me see it. Now your eyes are bright and it a shine. Yes, I can read your destiny. Me see your future and me need you next to me. Girl, me nah let you go. Can hear your body language when you speak. Telling say I'm in your dream boat when you sleep. Evidently, love you falling deep. Come me looking at your eyes and get your body weight. When I'm around you, diamond in a mystery. Yeah, 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 yeah. Me not tell no lie, no time, cause girl I. Yes, I can read your destiny. Me see your future when me feel you next to me. Girl, me nah let you go, me see it in your eyes so bright and it a sure. Yes, I can read your destiny, me see your future and me need you next to me. Girl, me nah let you go, no, cause girl, I. Yes, I can read your destiny, me see your future when me feel you next to me. Girl, me nah let you go, me see it in your eyes so bright and it a sure. Yes, I can read your destiny, me see your future when me feel you next to me. Girl, me nah let you go. Girl, I can free your mind like telekinesis. Nieces reveal your secrets. Get into your thoughts like a dose of hypnosis. Girlfriend, me why you know this. Me see your mind, your soul and everything now, girl. Intimate world, me visit now, girl. Take a look into your future. A two baby, you bring with the youth, girl, I. Yes, I can read your destiny. Me see your future when me feel it next to me. Yeah, girl, me nah let you go. Me see it in your eyes so bright and it a sure. Yes, I can read your destiny. Me see your future and me need you next to me. Girl, me nah let you go.
So no insecurity. I'm the manager. Your security. Everything secure with me.
Girl, hey, when me looking at your eyes, me a tell you so me know what you want. Me a tell you, say me know where you are. Me know where me you are. When me looking at your eyes, me a tell you, say me know where you are. Me a tell you, say me know where me you are. Me a tell you, say me know the manager. Real weird.
When I'm feeling low, I like to daydream and let my thoughts meander. I am standing in the light, playing my guitar to the crowd. Now the time has come to go. Standing in the light, thinking about my life. The light begins to fade, the daydream is over for this.